This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, federal employees say they're racking up the hours of low-value work. OPM is allowing agencies to keep temporary employees on longer. And the search for clarification on the payroll tax deferral continues. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Federal employees spend an average of 13% a week on work they consider to be low value. That adds up to roughly 500 million hours each year on low value work across the federal workforce. The General Services Administration and Office of Personnel Management surveyed 243,000 employees from 24 different agencies. The survey was part of the Trump administration's work on the presidential management agenda. Agencies currently have over 50 process improvement pilots and 30 robotics process automation pilots ongoing. OPM will allow agencies to hire certain temporary employees for longer terms. Agencies can currently hire term employees for a maximum of 4 years, but agencies can soon hire temporary employees for up to 10-year terms. OPM says the changes apply to personnel in science, technology, engineering, and math occupations, or employees needed for complex, congressionally mandated projects on research. Looking for answers about the payroll tax deferral? You're going to have to keep looking. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco has more.
The Office of Management and Budget at last has some new guidance for federal employees about the upcoming payroll tax deferral, but it's light on details. The Interior Business Center told its customers they'll see Social Security taxes deferred from their next paychecks due September 18th. The deferral runs through the last paycheck of 2020. Meantime, President Trump tweeted he'd forgive deferred taxes if reelected, but only Congress has the authority to change the tax code. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Small Business Administration is the latest agency to rethink personal identity verification cards. With agency PIV card offices closed during mandatory telework, SBA launched a new tool called Conditional Access that allows users on a trusted network using a trusted device to log in using only a username and password. Those not on a trusted network or using a trusted device have to go through multi-factor authentication and the type of authentication changes based on the level of risk assessed by the system. The Pandemic Response Accountability Committee overhauls its website, used to track emergency coronavirus spending. The new beta site includes all funding data from usaspending.gov, as well as interactive charts, graphs, and maps to visualize the data. The committee says future updates will include improvements to the spending maps, expanded search, and featured stories to provide context around complex financial data. The results of GSA's 2020 Customer Satisfaction Survey are out, and changes are coming. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The Federal Acquisition Service at GSA is making changes to its Advantage Buying platform after customers highlighted some real barriers. Julie Dunn, the FAS commissioner, says the top three concerns highlighted in their annual customer survey included missing or confusing product descriptions, out-of-stock items appearing in search results, and missing or inaccurate product photos. Dunn says FAS will focus on improving product catalogs, including offering consistent product descriptions and improved product photos. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
There's a new head of federal programs at one of the telecommunications contractors under the Enterprise Infrastructure Solution, or EIS, program. Mattel named Robert Dapkowitz as its new general manager and senior vice president. He replaces Diana Galwin, who passed away earlier this year. Dapkowitz comes to Mattel from AT&T and brings more than 3 decades of experience in civilian and military leadership roles. Marine Corps Major General Michael Grone is nominated as the next director of the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center. Grone takes over from Lieutenant Jack Shanahan, who retired earlier this year. Grone is currently the director of intelligence for the Joint Staff. The Joint Artificial Intelligence Center is gaining traction as a force within the Defense Department. The organization is tasked with making AI a ubiquitous technology throughout the military. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announces another pick for one of its most important jobs in its IT leadership cadre. Major General Robert Skinner has been nominated to be the next director of the Defense Information Systems Agency. He's currently the top IT official at U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. He'll replace Vice Admiral Nancy Norton. And the Army is looking for ways to hack the human brain. The X-Tech Bolt competition is offering up to $1 million to industry to develop and demonstrate tools that use neural pathways to capture emotions and empathy. The Army also wants technologies that can promote better retention and access memories. The goal of the competition is to help understand the effects of emotions and empathy on learning and memory. The Army hopes to revolutionize how to train soldiers and teach medical workers. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.